Hello, it's lovely to be with you again for another meditation on this week's theme, which is tip of the nose. It's the second step of the practice of living awareness, the second day of the second week. That number two is a really special number. To return, to come back again the second time around. Anytime we've experienced something and we do it again, we get to expand on it a little bit. It's a little more familiar, so perhaps we notice things we didn't notice before. May it be so with this very specific place on our physical anatomy called the tip of the nose. It's a very specific place that we might find ourselves returning to again and again during a meditation sitting. Why is that? So often when we sit down with the intention to meditate, which often translates as quieting the mind, creating some space to be with what's present, we close our eyes, we still the body, and realize that our mind is going bonkers, that it's generating so many thoughts. It's called the monkey mind. Monkeys are fun, they're mischievous, quite active, jumping from tree to tree and swinging from vine to vine. Sometimes it feels like we're chasing the monkey, chasing these thoughts. They'll take us off on an adventure, off on a storyline, way off in the distance, quite far away from the present moment. It's important to remember that meditation will always include thinking. If thoughts are arising during any meditation sitting, it means that you're a human and your brain is working well. You'll find it's quite natural for meditation to fluctuate between being present, being immersed in the moment as it unfolds, and being completely distracted by your thoughts. Here the key is awareness. Aware that you're lost in thoughts, that you've become distracted, and to return again and again. Perhaps it's returning to this place, the tip of the nose, a place to rest your attention. As we do this again and again, we strengthen our meditation muscles. The key is to be kind with yourself, to be patient, to know that it's quite natural to get lost in thought, for the monkey mind to be very active and very interesting. As we get to know the mind and create a friendly relationship with ourselves, with our mind, it allows us to create some space between the brain generating thoughts and our mind's capacity to be present with that and other things, such as the breath, such as sensations in the body, such as sounds in your environment, all that there is to be aware of during a meditation sitting. And so coming back to the breath, in a non-judgmental way, to generate some stability. That's what we're working with this week. Let's go straight into it. We might start by simply saying hello to the various aspects of our being, our body, our emotions, our mind. How's the body doing right now? Taking a few breaths to be with your physical self, your bones and muscles, your hips and knees, your shoulders and elbows, your neck and back, your teeth, your tongue, your eyelids, the scalp. Creating some space for the physical body to say hello. and for you to respond with a bit of gentle attention and care by listening, saying hello back. What's here in the physical body? And how's your emotional body doing? It's often equated to weather systems. The earth and sky are constant, and weather patterns are constantly changing, sometimes sunny, sometimes windy, sometimes stormy, snowy, still, quite active, constantly moving and changing. That word motion exists in the word emotion. What's here in the emotional body? Perhaps greeting those conditions and creating some space for them to express or respond. Tuning into your mind space. How's the mind today? Is it interested? Interested in the body, the emotions? Interested in observing and reflecting? Is it generating thoughts? Is the monkey in your mind? Or is it quite still and spacious? Feeling open and receptive, clear. And together, taking a long, slow, deep breath, expanding to include all of this as your sense of self. Here, sitting, breathing, and settling into time and meditation as breath gently moves in and breath gently moves out. Perhaps it's the gentle rhythm of the breath that brings in a bit of calm, allows for general stillness in the physical body, some freedom and spaciousness in our emotional body, and a bit of steadiness and clarity in the mind. Easy does it, just being with what's here now, as we allow ourselves to simply settle into moments as they unfold. When you notice that your mind has wandered off, it can be helpful to simply label this as thinking. Ah, there's the mind, naturally thinking. And gently, with intention, bringing your attention back to the breath as it moves into the body at the tip of the nose. Just allowing any sort of judgment or criticism. Ah, my mind keeps going off into storyline. letting that go. Being friendly with the mind just as it is, just coming back to the breath. No more to do than just that, returning attention back to the tip of the nose. And those thoughts will dissipate, they will move on their own. We don't need to push them away or suppress them, they're natural, as is the breath. Moving in on the inhale and moving out on the exhale. Holding our attention steady at the tip of the nose, we can also check in with the body. Expanding your awareness to include the body breathing, the body sitting. You might check in that your shoulders are relaxed, that your back is straight, the chin parallel to the floor. Eyelids and cheeks are soft. All of this can be done with our attention steady at the tip of the nose. Breath coming and going. We might expand to include the breath as it moves into the lungs or as the belly rises on an inhale. Oftentimes, this is the location of our emotions. We have a gut feeling, or when we're excited, we have butterflies in our stomach. So we can expand to include our torso as we breathe and create space for any emotions that are passing through. Perhaps the steadiness that you're generating by resting your attention at the tip of the nose allows for some spaciousness in the mind, some brightness behind your eyelids. Perhaps thoughts aren't so distracting, perhaps they just are. Like clouds floating through the sky. We're able to be steady with the sky rather than chasing after clouds. Each moment is new, each breath is new. We can greet it with an attitude of friendliness, of kindness, of genuine interest. Then each time we find ourselves distracted, we find ourselves way off in the distance, coming back is like seeing a friend you haven't seen in a while. Ah, hey, there you are. Nice to be with you again. How are you? From there, we can settle into the familiarity, settle into the knowns, the breath, the body, the mind, and all that's there. meditation is discovery and acceptance. It generates wonder and curiosity. And hopefully it allows us to practice patience with ourselves. All of this by practicing a gentle and easy return to the breath as it moves in the body at this very specific and intriguing place, the tip of the nose. We'll take a few breaths together to bring this simple sitting to a completion. Together we breathe light into the mind. And we breathe light into our feeling nature. We breathe light into our physical body. And we breathe light into our sense of self, realizing ourselves to be light, breathing with and in the world. Thanks for meditating, and the world thanks you. Be with you again soon.